去年有一天，当我送孩子去学啊，去学琴。
Last year when I was taking my kids to music class.
我就有点时间，所以我就在车上。在主面前有点安静的时间。
I have some quiet time in the car with the Lord.
当我在寻求主的时候，主给了我一点的感觉。
When I was seeking the Lord, the Lord gave me a burden.
给了我可以说是三个的题目。
Three topics.
第一个，我在年初就跟弟兄姊妹交通了。
One I shared with you in the beginning of the year.
乃是我们要赎回我们的光阴。
That is to redeem our time.
圣经告诉我们说，现今的世代是邪恶的。
The Bible tells us that the is evil.
我不知道大家的感觉是怎么样。
How do you feel?
虽然我们说每个时代都有很多试探。
We always say, you know, there are a lot of temptations in each generation.
但是圣经给我们看到说，这个现今的世代是邪恶的。
But the Bible tells us this generation is evil.
所以圣经说，你要爱惜光阴。
The Bible says to redeem the time.
所以我们今天我们很多机会可以从我们手中就溜过去了。
There are many opportunities that are gone.
我们有没有好好抓住每一个的机会呢？
Do we grab every opportunity?
还是我们浪费了我们许多的光阴？
Do we waste a lot of our time?
我们许多的日子是白白的过去。
Many of our days are lived in vain.
所以我跟大家弟兄姊妹交通过一件事情，说圣经里面有一个叫做我们怎么样数算我们的日子。
I fellowship with you how the Bible have told us that we have to count our time.
不是我们信主之后所有的时间神都算数的。
Not all the time are counted before the Lord.
只有某一些时间神是算数的。
Only some of it.
是我们在神面前算得数的那些时间神算数了。
Those that are counted before the Lord, those are what is counted.
所以我们今天求主给我们能够有开我们眼睛，能够知道怎么抓住这些机会。
So we ask our Lord to open our eyes, how to grab all these opportunities.
我跟弟兄姊妹交通了几件事情。
I've shared you some things.
我们抓住机会来爱我们的主。
That we grab each opportunity to love our Lord.
爱主是最短的路来认识主。
To love the Lord is the shortest route to
know Him. 我们尽量在生活任何的环境抓住机会来爱我们的主。
Then in all situations in our lives, we grasp the opportunity to love our Lord.
第二个我提到的是，我们要抓住机会来操练我们信心。
We have to grab all the opportunity to exercise our faith.
因为主的话说，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
We cannot please God unless we have faith.
神也跟我们说，在地上我们是因信而活。
That we live by faith on this world.
我们是因为信得过他，使我能够生存。
Because then we can trust in Him, that's why we can live.
我要认识我的主，我需要操练我信靠他的心。
To know Him, we have to exercise our faith in Him.
第三个，我们抓住机会来顺服我们的主。
See, we grasp the opportunity to submit to the Lord.
我们都是不容易顺服的人。
It's not easy for us to obey.
因为我们都有我们的主见。
Because we have our own
我们从我们自己的意识。
Our own will idea.
我们都要走自己的路。
We want to walk our own way.
虽然我们今天蒙恩得救
了。Even though we are saved by grace.
但是我们很难说我愿意服在主的手上。
It's very difficult for us to say we want to obey the Lord.
主给我们很多的环境要教我们愿不愿意服在他的手下。
So the Lord gives us a lot of situations to see if we would submit under his hand.
第四个，我们抓住机会能够领人归主。
That we grab each opportunity to lead people to the Lord.
我提到一个姊妹，她病中重病的时候，她信主了。
I mentioned to you a sister who has believed in the Lord when she was greatly ill.
但是当她信主之后，她喜乐的时间很短。
Even though after she came to the Lord, the period of joy is very short.
她后来就忧愁了。
But later on, she was very sad.
在她信主的弟兄问你为什么忧愁呢？
The brother who led her to the Lord asked, "Why are you so sorrowful?"
她说：“没错，我得救了，我今天能够到神那里去了。”
She said, "I believe in the Lord. I'm saved. I can go to God."
但是我去见主，我是空空的去见主。
But when I go to the Lord, I go empty-handed.
我两手是空空的去见主。
I'm empty-handed in both hands.
说那位弟兄为着他这句话写了那首诗歌，我岂可两手空空去见主？
And the brother wrote a hymn. How can I come to the Lord empty-handed?
说他说但愿以后有人唱到这首诗歌去传福音带人信主，愿意这个账归到他的身上。
Then they, this song when they preach the gospel they use this hymn that whoever is saved is to our sister.
所以我第一个的跟大家交通的就是说抓住机会赎回我们的光阴来到主的面前。
That we should grab each opportunity to redeem our time.
第二次我跟你有什么交通的？
The second thing that I fellowship with you.
那是跟大家提到我们需要有启示。
That we have to have revelation.
因为只有启示在神那里才有价值的。
That because only revelation is called it's counted before the Lord.
我们要在从知识上明白一些东西不难。
It's not difficult for us to understand something.
但是要真的明白，你必须要有启示。
But truly to understand, we have to have revelation.
如果我们对一个真理只在知识上面的层面认识
，If we know a truth only on the surface, the knowledge surface,
这个真理不能够释放我们的。
This truth cannot set us free.
只有我们在启示中认识这个真理。
That only when we know this truth in Revelation,
这个真理要释放我们。
This truth will set us free.
所以圣经里面才有一句话说，真理使你得到自由。
In the Bible it says the truth will set you free.
如果我们不是从启示中认识的话，你始终没自由。
And if it's not through Revelation, you know, we wouldn't have this freedom.
我举个例子，好像我们说在家中弟兄是做头的。
For example, in the household, the brother is the head.
姊妹是要顺服的。
The sister is to obey.
但是啊，其实啊，我们发现姊妹很多时候比丈夫还聪明。
And many times we realize that the sisters seem to be smarter.
我有时候听到有些姊妹太太说 ，My husband is pretty stupid. 我丈夫有时候做行事事情很，真的很笨。
Sometimes I hear sisters say, you know, my husband's kind of stupid.
但是当然说弟兄的不同意啊。
But many brothers would disagree.
但是你要知道，很多姊妹说你要我顺服他。
And many sisters say, "Do you want me to obey him?"
广东话说有没有搞错
？And Canada's like, "Are you serious?"
所以你要知道，但是问题是说，哎，圣经这样讲。
But the Bible states it this way.
我们以前遇到有一个苏俄的姊妹。
We met a Russian sister.
那个姊妹说，在我们的语言里面没有顺服这两个字的。
In our language, there is not a word obedience.
所以你知道苏俄的女子都很强。
The Russians, the women, they are very.
在我们文字里面没有顺服，那还能哪有谈到说做太太要顺服丈夫呢
？There is no obedience in our language, so how can you say a wife?
她说这个挣扎的不得了。
And she said it's much struggle.
但是当我们有一天这件事是我看见。
But one day when we see it.
我的地位做姊妹的，就是站在顺服的地位。
Then my position as a sister is to stand in the position of obedience.
你发现了。这里帮助你的弟兄能够当头的。
That will help your brother to become the head.
我们过去有一个夫妻哈，这个开车永远是姊妹开的，丈夫坐在。
We have a couple that always the sister drives and the brother always sits in the car.
因为他开车的比那个弟兄开的好。
Because the sister always drives better than the brother.
进主了，听到这个 message， 听到这个信息。
When she believes in the Lord and she hear this message.
哇，那很挣扎。我开始要让他开车，我坐在旁边啊，这个事情从来没发生过。
And she starts to struggle, you know, I'm going to sit next to him and he's going to drive. That's never happened before.
但是我们姊妹因为她爱主，说她最后她还是就坐到旁边，让她丈夫开车。
But because our sister loved the Lord, she sat on the side to let her husband drive.
呀，很多年之后，我到东岸遇到他们。
Many years later, when I met them in East Coast,
这个是弟兄。都是弟兄在开车。
The brother always drives.
还开得不错。
And pretty good too.
说我们今天真理使我们自由，乃是我看见了，我就不挣扎。这个责任是你的，你做。
And the truth, when we see the truth, the truth sets us free, and then we see that this is your responsibility.
我的责任是什么？我做我的责任。
I do my responsibility.
启示让我们能够真认识他。
Revelation let us know truly know him.
启示让我们真知道他的形式是怎么行的。
That we truly know how he works.
你如果记得上个月我带了一个大图片摆在这里。
If you remember the picture that I brought last month.
这个图片你表面上一个完全没意思的图案。
When on the surface you can't really see anything.
脑会看的人告诉你哦，里面还有图案。
What the person that can see tell you there's a picture.
这个所有听的人有几个反应？第一个，我不相信。
People might say, "No, I don't believe."
你覆盖的。
You're just nonsense.
这个，但是呢，里面真的有的。
But there is something in there.
所以你发现有很多不同的反应了。有一些说，哦，有，我就要去看。
But there are different responses.
所以有些人看到这个，看到有一个脚，这个看到有一只手，这个看到一个篮子，每个人看到支离破碎的。
Some see a leg, a hand, you know, it's all broken pieces.
这是一种人。
So that's just one kind of people.
另外一种人是他怎么都看不见。
Another kind of person, they can see nothing at all.
他就开始问人了，你看到什么？
They ask you, what did you see?
Okay, 你也看到什么？
What about you?
所以有人告诉我是一个脚。
Someone tells me it's a leg.
有人告诉我是一只手。
Someone said a hand.
有一个人告诉我是篮子。
And said a basket.
我问你，他有没有讲错？
Was it wrong?
他没有讲错，只是不全备的一个图片。
He might not be wrong, but just not a full.
说对这个听的人没看到，他开始模糊了。
The person who hears them get some confused.
Yeah. 究竟这个是什么呢？
So what is it exactly?
说他到处问。
So he went asking everybody.
他终于问到一个，哎，这个讲得比较清楚了。哦、oh,。这个脚跟这个手有的连起来的。
Finally, one that speaks, you know, kind of in the right direction. You know, the hand and the legs are together.
我上次带来的图片是三只恐龙。
And there are three dinosaurs in there.
一只中间一个大的，旁边两只小。
One in the middle with two on the side.
如果你刚好找到一个真正能够看见，把这个全部描写给你。
If you find one that can tell you and describe to you fully.
所以你知道这个一只大恐龙，两只小的在旁边。
One big dinosaur and two small ones on the side.
你以后就告诉人说，哎，我知道这个里面在想什么。
Then you tell the next person, you know what's in there.
人家说是什么呢
？What is it?
一只恐龙在中，大的在中间，两只小的在旁边。
One big dinosaur in the middle and two small ones on the side.
他讲的没错。
It's exactly correct.
他全部都讲对了。
It's correct.
但是呢，他完全没看过里面的图片。
But this person has never seen the picture.
对于一个看见里面图片的人
，To the one who has seen the picture,
他已经知道，完全知道这个是在想。
He completely know what it is all about.
所以我愿意用这个上次那个大图案呢，给弟兄姊妹明白一件事情。
I want to use that picture to let you understand one thing.
我们需要能够真的在每一个的真理对主的认识是有真的看见的。
That in all of the truth and that we have to know it with true knowledge.
因为如果我们没有真的看见，我们可能一生的热心，我们走的路是错的。
If we do not truly see the truth, then all that we walk is.
我们看保罗的一生。
We see Paul.
保罗的一生哈。他非常的热心。
Paul's life, he is full of zeal.
他说我是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
He's a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
你知道他是读圣经的人。
You know he reads the Bible.
他非常用功的读圣经。
He's very hardworking reading the Bible.
他比他同辈的那些人他用功的多了。
He's more hardworking than his.
他能够解圣经。
He can explain the Bible.
他觉得那些传耶稣基督的是异端。
That those who preach the preach Jesus Christ is cults or.
所以呢，他就要去迫害那些基督徒。
He was going to persecute them.
直到主耶稣把给他看见。
Until the Lord Jesus let him see it.
他就传扬耶稣基督。
And he preached the Lord Jesus Christ.
结果呢，他自己被迫害。
That he was persecuted himself.
所以我们求主给我们能够对自己有点认识。
We ask the Lord to really to know ourselves a little bit more.
如果我们知道我们的确没有怎么看见的
，that we did not see.
我们是有救的。
Then we have a hope.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，我们可以向主呼喊说：“主啊，我要看见。”
The Bible shows us that we can cry out to the Lord and Lord, I want to see.
当我们向主呼喊的话
，when we cry out to the Lord,
主可以有最少有两种做法。
The Lord at least have two ways.
第一个主自己开你的眼。
The Lord opens your eyes himself.
你知道在耶利哥城门口有个瞎子跟主说：“主，我要看见。”
We know that at the gate of Jericho there is a blind man.
主耶稣说：“好，你可以看见。”
He cried to the Lord, "I want to see." And the Lord let him open his eyes and let him see.
第二个主可以借着别的弟兄姊妹开我们的眼。
And secondly, the Lord can use brothers and sisters to let us see.
以利沙的仆人当看到亚兰兵围着他屋子的时候
the servant of Elisha saw that the army of Aram、
他说他跟以利沙说哀哉我们灭亡了
that we are to be perish
所以以利沙对对这个仆人说他就祷告主啊开着少年人的眼睛使他看见
But Elisha prayed to the Lord Lord open the young man's eyes that he can see
这个年轻的仆人眼睛就打开了
This young servant his eyes were opened
他突然间看到满山都是火车火马
But he sees the chariots of fire
他突然间明白与我同在的 比与我敌人的军兵同在的还要多。
That the one that is with me is more than the one that is with the enemy.
他的惧怕就去掉了。
And gone was his fear.
因为他看见。
Because he sees the Lord.
所以我们启示在基督徒的生命里面非常的重要。
Revelation is very important in the life of Christians.
所以保罗一直说，但愿主保守我，免得我空跑。
Paul says that you know that the Lord to guard me that I will not run in vain.
今天我愿意跟大家讲谈第三个。
I want to share with you the third point.
我们玉弟兄前几次跟弟兄姊妹提过这个住在主里面。
Our brother, you share our brothers and sisters that to abide in the Lord.
我愿意继续在这个方面弟兄姊妹有点教导。
I want to share with you a little bit more.
主给我的那时候的感觉感动乃是跟弟兄姊妹教导亲近主。
The Lord gave me the burden at that time is to draw close to the Lord.
好吧，我们一起来看一些圣经。
Let's read some of the Bible verses.
我想我花点时间跟大家读一点圣经。
We'll read some of the verses.
请大家翻到雅各书。
James.
雅各书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
雅各书第四章第八节。
James 4:8.
这里说你们要亲近神，神必亲近你们。
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
然后我们就这一节，中间那段不读了，后面那一段，他这里他讲说心怀恶意的人呢、啊、要清洁你的心。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
他说 purify your heart, 这个你要心怀恶意的人你要清洁你的心。
Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
OK, 我们翻到诗篇第73篇。
Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇第二十八节
，Verse 28，
他那里说：“但我亲近神是与我有益的，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说他一切的作为。”
But it is good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works.
历代至上十六章第十一节
，First Chronicles 16:11。
历代至上十一十六章第十一节。
First Chronicles 16:11。
要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore.
要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore.
罗马书第八章第六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
罗马书第八章第六节。
Romans 8:6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章二十二、二十三节。
Verses 22 to 23.
我们都很多人都常用的哈，这里讲到圣灵的果子，他说就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.Gentleness, self-control.
我们再回到雅各书第一章。
Back to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第二十二节。
Verse 22.
这里说，只是你们要行道，不要单单的听到，自己欺哄自己。
But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Let be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第六节。
Verse 6.
他这里说：“我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理。”
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lied and do not practice the truth.
换句话说，与神相交的话，就不在黑暗里。
That if we fellowship with him, we do not walk in darkness.
旧约的撒加利亚书。
In the Old Testament, Zechariah.
旧约倒数的第二卷书啊，撒加利亚书第一章。
Second book from the last, chapter 1.
第一章第三节。
1 verse 3.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you.
我只读这一句啊，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me, and I will return to you.
最后约珥书第二章。
Last Joel chapter 2.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
那里面说蝗虫、蓝子、马蚱、茧虫那些年所吃的，我要补还给你。
So I restore to you the years that a swarming locust has eaten.
我今天要跟大家弟兄姊妹交通的就是亲近神。
I want to share with you to draw now to God.
我们知道对一个基督徒来讲，亲近神非常的重要。
We know that to a Christian, how important it is to draw close to the Lord.
所以圣经才会一而再说，你们要亲近我，我就亲近你们。
The Bible repeatedly says.To draw close to me, and I will draw close to you.
因为我们只有亲近神，我们才能够活出主的生命。
That is in drawing close to God that we can lift up His life.
我们要有属灵的生活，只有因为亲近神才能够达到。
To have the spiritual life, it is only in drawing close to God can we have it.
我们在亲近主当中，我们能够对主有真的。真的认识他。
And in drawing close to God, we can truly know Him.
所以在一开始神造人的时候，他造了一个伊甸园。
In the beginning, when God created the man, He created the Garden of Eden.
他摆了一个知识善恶树的果子在哪里？一个生命树在哪里
？The tree of knowledge and of good and evil, and the tree of life.
神要他所造的人是常常亲近神。从那个生命树得生命。
God wants the man that He created to draw close to Him to get the fruit of the tree.
从得到这个生命里面来分辨善恶。
That getting this life to be able to discern good and evil.
但是人喜欢自己来定规什么是善，什么是恶。
But men like to decide what is good and what is evil.
所以这个知识善恶树就是说，我吃了这个，我可以自己。知道什么是善，什么是恶。
That when I eat of the tree of the good and knowledge of good and evil, I can know what is good and what is evil.
你知道，当人吃了这个知识善恶树的果子之后。
But when men eat of the fruit of the tree of good, knowledge of good and evil.
没错，有很多跟神所知道差不多了，什么是善，什么是恶。
Indeed, we know like God that what is good and what is evil.
但是我们掉进一个问题里面，我知道善，我不行；我知道恶，我导致出去。
But there is a problem. We know what is good and we do not do, and what is evil and yet we do.
所以神一开始就说你们要来到我这里得生命。
And God, in the beginning, He said to come to me to get life.
你接着这个生命，你能够在地上分辨善恶。
That through this life you can discern what is good and evil.
你能够在地上怎么过你属天的生活
？That on this earth you know how to lead your heavenly life.
所以刚刚我们读的一些圣经节。
Some of the Bible verses that we read.
我们如果要得到这个能力
If we want to have this power
历代志上第十六章里面说你要寻求耶和华与他的能力
In 1 Chronicles it said to seek the Lord and His strength
我们不只寻求他也寻求他的能力
Not only do we seek Him, we seek His strength
我们要时常寻求他的面
To seek His face evermore
我们今天在神的家中
We are in the house of God
我们传达很多的真理
We pass on a lot of knowledge Truth
真理没有错
There is no wrong in truth
但是那个源头错了
But the spring the source is wrong
我们究竟这个真理是从知识来的呢还是从启示来的
Is this truth from knowledge or is it from revelation?
如果从知识来的，这个没太大功用的。
If it's from knowledge, there is no
not that much
use.
但是我们如果这个是从启示来的，这个要带下生命与供应的。
But if this truth comes from revelation, it is to supply life
你在今天地上有许多是假的代替真的。
In this world, there's a lot of things that are fake.
如果你看神所造的许多的东西，
God created many things.
我只提两一个东西，神石头是神造的。
God created the stone.
砖头是人造的。
But a brick is made by man.
两个东西都为了建造的。
Both are for building.
两个都可以建造。
Both can be built up.
但是一个是石头，是原出于神的。
The stone is from God.
砖头是出于人的。
Brick is from man.
砖头可以假冒许多神做的，但是这个在神眼中没价值的。
The brick can do a lot of things to imitate what God created.
我们常常在地上，我们要求主常常提醒我们。
We need God to remind us.
免得我们所做的许多在神眼中是砖头。
That many things that we do are brick.
而不是石头。
It's not stone.
说亲近主这件事情变得非常的重要。
The matter of I'm drawing close to God is very important.
我常常也听到弟兄姊妹讲哈。
I have heard brothers and sisters say.
他说：“哎呀，我这个主日来聚会了。
”I come to gather this Sunday.
我这个礼拜就过得好一点。
It seems like I lead a better life this week.
这个没有随便发脾气了。
I didn't throw a temper tantrum.
我的先生也说，哎，他来聚会，他早就有点改变喽。
Well, my husband said, oh, you know, when she comes to get her, you know, she has some
change. 也有人告诉我说，哎，我主日来聚会了。
Oh, I come on the Lord's Day together.
不过这个能量呢，只能够维持到礼拜三。
But, you know, the energy can only go to Wednesday.
到了礼拜四、礼拜五啊，不行了，这个开始能量用光了。
By Thursday and Friday, I use up everything.
还有人说，我一进到礼拜堂，我心灵就很安静。
Some people say when I enter into the sanctuary, that I feel.
我一离开就开始心浮气躁。
Once I leave, you know, I feel kind of just.
我告诉你，这是有一点道理的。
Well, there is some point to it.
因为你的确是来到神的面前了。
Indeed, you come to the presence of the Lord.
那比你不来好。
It's better than not coming.
因为你来到主面前，主还是有些话，主的生命，弟兄姊妹在一起聚了，主的生命还是供应你的。
You know, when you come, you know, to gather brothers and sisters, the Lord.
所以你会觉得我有点安息了。
You know, I feel some peace.
我可以不，我不不随便随用肉体去发作。
I do not just act out carnally.
但是啊，你发现这能够存留的很短暂。
But what is very, it's not very long lasting.
所以啊，这个我们知道，我们亲近主，如果不是你刚刚那一节圣经说时常寻求他的面。
And if we draw close to God, if it's not the sickest place evermore.
我们一不寻求，立刻显我们是已经退后了。
The minute we don't seek Him, we fall back.
我们从大卫的身上，我们学了一点。
We learn from David.
他在被扫罗追杀的时候，他非常跟神很亲近。
When Saul was pursuing him, he was very close.
他年幼的时候，他说什么？我父母都不要我。
When he was young, he said, my mother and my dad and mom.
但是他说耶和华收留我。
But the Lord received me.
说他跟神也很亲近。
He was very close to God.
说到了做王的时候，他每一个打仗去哪里，他说先问过神是不是该走。
When he was king, you know, with each battle, he seeked the Lord before he.
当他打下了许多版图之后。
But when he has conquered many lands.
慢慢放松了。
He let loose.
睡大觉去了。
He slept.
所以有一天起床了。
And when he woke up one day.
他起床，太阳已经下山了。
The sun already set.
我现在带一些年轻人去出去买菜啊，我就发现有些人是的确睡一觉到我去买菜才起来的。
When I bring some young people to grocery shopping, I realize
that they
three
点钟下午三点钟
3 o'clock, you know, right before grocery shopping, before they wake up.
他这个他睡到那个时间，我跟你讲，警觉心全没了。
When he wake up that late in the day, you know, he lost.
仇敌一来试探你就倒。
When Satan, the adversary come and tempt him, he fall.
我们说为什么他那个时候就会看到一个妇人沐浴给看见呢？
Why did he see the women bathing?
但是我想神在这里给我们看到，人则远离神，你试探你一定倒。
God shows us that when we leave God, you know, far from God, then when there's temptation, we fall.
我们从圣经里面，圣经特别讲到大卫说他一生里面只有一个污点，就是他这次的。远离了神所犯的罪。
In the Bible, we see that one thing that David committed wrong that he was far from God and then he was tempted and he fell.
发现他犯了奸淫与杀人的罪。
He committed adultery and murder.
所以我们要知道亲近主是我们基督徒非常重要的一件事。
That to draw close to God is a very important thing for Christians.
所以圣经里面说，你们要亲近我，我就亲近你。
The Bible says to draw close to me and I will draw close to you.
你们要转向我，我就转向。
Return to me and I will return to you.
你们要与我相交，我就与你们相交。
And fellowship with me and I will with you.
既然圣经讲这么重要，要亲近主。
The Bible says it's so important to draw close to the God.
我们要问为什么我们不亲近主呢？
We have to ask why do we not draw close to God.
我稍微把它讲几点。
I'll list out some.
可能不止这几点。
Maybe it's not just this.
啊，第一个是我们不认识他。
First, we do not know him.
啊，大家不用看了，我读给你们听。以赛亚书第一章里面有一些话。
In Isaiah chapter 1.
当先知以赛一写这本书的时候
When the prophet Isaiah wrote this
book, 他就说天啊要听地啊要侧耳听
He says hear O heavens and give ear O earth
因为耶和华有话说我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟然背离我
For the Lord has spoken I have nourished and brought up children and they have rebelled against me
他说牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽但是我的百姓不认识也不来留意我
The ox know its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
你要知道他讲的百姓是属他的。
When he say my people, it's those that belong to him.
动物都认识它的主人，动物认识它的家在哪里。
The animal knows its owner, knows its home.
但是属于我的人却对我一点都不认识，也不留意关于我的事。
But those that belong to me do not know me and do not know what I do.
我们读到希伯来书里面，希伯来书第三章又提了一些事情。
In Hebrews, it also mentions.
他说以色列人，我们如果读以色列人的历史里面
，When we read the history of the Israelites,
他说他们观看神的作为
，When they see the works of God,
他们心里常常迷糊
，Their hearts are often dull.
不明白神的作为
，They do not know the works of God.
我们如果去看以色列人，他们经历过神许多的作为。
We see that the Israelites they experienced a lot of God's work.
过红海、石灾、火柱、云柱引导他们。
They went through the Red Sea and they have this pillar of cloud and fire.
他们行在干地。
They walk in dry land.
我有时候想，我看到这些神迹啊，我一定赞叹的不得了。
I always say, you know, if I see these miracles, I would be in awe.
我说地上有什么 seven wonders, 中文叫什么七个奇观哈？我想这个一定不是多少个奇观，有云柱、火柱，然后水又分开，我走在干地。
How many wonders are there? You know, to have the pillar of cloud and fire, and that the water opens up for me to walk on dry land.
那很可惜，这不是成住哈，不是这个一定成为旅游胜地。
You know, it's too bad it's not, you know, kept, it would have been a
wonderful time.
People want to see how, what God did.
神在这里讲这些以色列百姓啊，看观看了我的作为这么久。
God says here that, you know, the Israelites have watched God's work for so long.
他们到了旷野，他们埋怨神，背叛神。
Yet in the wilderness, they grumble and they rebelled against God.
要知道为什么呢？
Do you know why?
因为人的心刚硬
Because man's heart are hardened.
他没错看到了但是没有进到他心里面
Indeed, he has seen, but it did not
眼睛看到了只留在他的脑海里
The eye see and it reaches
真的环境稍微有点变了要用的时候用不出来
When the circumstances come, you know, he can't use it.
我们知道在用的时候只有三个人用得到一个摩西一个约书亚一个加勒
When it's of use, it's just Moses, Joshua, and Caleb.
许多里面的不管是一些百姓一些带领的全部用不出来
the people the leaders were of no use
说主耶稣曾经有一个财主跟这个七个拉撒路都死了
this rich man and Lazarus
他们在阴间里面拉撒路在亚伯拉罕怀抱这个七个在阴间的深处
the Lazarus was in Abraham's abode and the rich man was in Hades
他说圣经告诉我们说这个中间有个深渊相隔没办法来往的
There was a deep
gap 所以他就跟亚伯拉罕说你要不要让拉撒路复活回去告诉我这个我有他有几个兄弟叫他们不要来到我这里
He said to Abraham let Lazarus go and tell my brothers, you know, to not come over here.
啊，这里太苦了，你家里有人复活，他们会听的。
If there's a person who resurrects, they will listen to him.
但圣经告诉我们说，就算有人复活也不听。
But the Bible tells us that even if there is someone who resurrects,
因为这个人心里面是刚硬的。
Because man's heart is hardened.
神要我们去亲近主。
God wants us to draw close to him.
如果我们只是从头脑认识这个人，不会去亲近。
If we know this person by our mind, we will not draw close to him.
除非你心里碰见这个人，你才会去亲近。
Unless your heart, in your heart, you have contact with this person.
没有人会跟一个陌生人非常亲近的。
No one will be close to a stranger.
乃是你相熟的人，你会跟他亲近。
You will be close to the one that you know.
我们看小孩子是知道。
Children, you know, when we see children, we know.
你知道我小的时候。
When I was little.
我住在十三楼。
I stay on the 13th floor.
你知道没有人要住十三楼。
Nobody wants to live on the 13th floor.
他们要十二家还是什么的。
They'll say 12 plus something.
我呢，常常一个人留在家里。
I was home alone often.
我就常常我妈妈出去，我就常常从上面看，从十三楼看下去看我妈。
When my mom leaves, I would always say, you know, people.
哇，我一直看到我妈要走回来了。
When I see my mom come return.
当我叫，我就大声叫妈咪。
When I call her really loud, mommy.
奇怪，只有我妈妈会抬头看我。
Only my mom would turn around.
全地上面还有很多妈妈的呢。
And there are many mothers down there.
你知道，你亲近一个人，那个声音你听得懂是谁在叫的。
When you're close to the person recognizes your voice.
我们如果认识我们的主
，If we know our God,
主叫我们，我们叫他，你都知道。
When the Lord calls us, or when we call Him, both know.
所以第一个，我们是对主不认识。
First, we do not know our Lord.
所以我们觉得没所谓，不亲近也没要紧。
We take it very lightly. You know,
太多事情要我亲近了。
There are many things I need to take draw.
第二个
，Second,
我们不爱他。
We do not love Him.
最早圣经提了三个，为什么我们不爱他？
Bible states at least three reasons why we do not love.
提摩太后书第三章说，一个人爱宴乐就不爱神。
In 2 Timothy it says, "Love is of pleasure rather than love."
什么叫宴乐
？What is pleasure？
我们追求舒适的生活。
We pursue a comfortable life.
当我们在舒适当中，你发现你爱主的心慢慢就淡下去了。
When you pursuing a comfortable life, you know your heart, your love of God just decreases.
所以雅各书第四章里面说。
So in James 4, it says,
他说为什么有时候你祷告你就得不到呢？
Why do you pray and you do not?
他说你祷告是为什么要浪费你在宴乐上面？
Because you what you pray for, you want to spend it on your
pleasure. 你要祷告说我要这个让我生活更加舒服。
I pray I want this to let me lead a more comfortable life.
神说这个我是不会答应的。
God says, no, this I cannot, you know, answer.
他给了一个名字，叫做这叫妄求。
He gives it a name called you ask.
所以我们今天如果只是为着说我追求舒适的生活，这个我们一定不会爱主的。
And today, if we only want that we pursue a comfortable life, then we will not love our God.
第二个，在约翰一书里面说，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
And in 2 John it says, you know, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
什么叫世界
？What is the world？
所有把我们对神的爱慕的心都拿走，全部都是世界。
That which take all the love that we have our God away, that is the world.
不管是人是事是物，全部都把我可以把我们拿走的、吸引走的，都是世界。
Whether it's a person, a thing, or a matter.Anything that can attract us away from God, that is the world.
我们现在回头看，我们地上的吸引太多了。
And when we look back, you know, there are a lot of things in the world that have attracted.
现在发明的东西越来越精进。
All that people invented is very.
所有人都在追求的。
Everybody is pursuing.
因为这个成为我们非常大的吸引。
It's become a very big attraction.
所以圣经说，爱世界、爱父的心已经不在了。
So the Bible says, when you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
第三个。
Third,
在马太福音里面说
Matthew,
人如果人不可以侍奉两个主
that we cannot serve
你不是侍奉神就是侍奉马门
then, you know, either you love God or either you serve God or you serve mammon
换句话说你要就爱神不是你就爱钱
so it says you know, in other words either you love God or you love money
钱是你一定要用的了
you have to use money
没有人活在地上可以不需要钱的
no one lives in a world
但是这个爱钱如果不被对付的话我们不会来爱神的
but if this matter of loving money is not being dealt with we are not able to come to love
说到我们来看说不爱神这里最少有这三件
so when we see you know not that we do not love God at least there are these
爱耶乐爱世界爱钱
We love pleasure, we love the world, we love money.
第三个。
Third.
我们不能够亲近神啊，我太忙了。
We cannot draw close to God because we are too busy.
如果问在座。
I ask you.
谁不忙的举手。
Who's not busy, please raise your hand.
你举手，我会找你做事。
If you raise your hand, I'll ask you to do something.
我想啊，只有在这个初中以下、初中或以下的人，就快乐如神仙。
Maybe middle school and under, you know, you probably are very happy.
They're very happy. 因为他们读书没什么压力，在美国实在太好过的日子。
They have no pressure and study.
我发现还有另外一类退休的人。
And those that are retired.
哦，他们也很快乐。
You're happy too.
来看看孙子。
You're coming, you know, to your grandkids.
然后平常生的没无忧无虑，无虑。
You have no worry.
主要是身体要健康。
Most importantly, to have a healthy body.
身体健康的话，哦，这个退休了，哦，快乐。
If they're healthy and they're retired.
但是我想，我们在座的那么大部分人都不是这两部分的人啊。
And most of us here are not these two groups.
我们都太忙了。
We're too busy.
那 OK， 我们来看一下读书的。
Those that have,
你在高中、大学、研究院，哇，忙得不得了。
High school, college, graduate school, very busy.
为了成绩，忙得不得了。
For your grades, you're very busy.
为了以后前途，忙得不得了。
For your career, you're very busy.
OK, 一开始就忙了。
You're very busy.
好了，到你出来社会工作。
When in a society working.
如果你还年轻。
If you're young.
你就想办法一直往上爬。
You're such a pursuit.
这个公司不给我机会，我换一家公司。
If this company doesn't give me opportunity,
我所要找的机会是什么都最好的，我就一直往上爬。
I want to find a company that is good to me that I can climb up ladder.
我到中年了。
And when I reach middle age,
我开始我有很多的压力。
I have a lot of pressure.
我要养家。
I need to support my family.
我怕被裁员。
So I'm afraid of being laid off.
我需要有点表现。
I need to have good performance.
我如果有了孩子
，When I have a child,
我一定好好栽培我的孩子。
I have to
栽培叫什么？
Bring up the child.
我们所谓栽培啊，我们是把它当做这个叫做什么天才儿童。
Like a gifted kid.
啊，十项全能。
To be all rounded.
啊，说父母呢就兜着他转。
The parents is
这个运作还蛮好的哈，整天对着孩子转。
They'll run around with the kid.
所以我们知道忙得不得了。
So very busy.
所以当我们忙的时候。
So when we are busy,
我们也来不及去想到什么清楚。
We have no time to come and draw close to God.
但我们又被提醒说，哎，我们需要有点清清楚啊。
But we are reminded that we need to draw close.
我每天可以的话，匆匆忙忙读一下圣经祷告，哦，我总算有清清楚了。
So if possible, I'll just rush through reading the Bible. I have draw close to God.
所以以赛亚书二十九章又有一句话说，我这些百姓啊，他们用嘴唇尊敬我、亲近我，心。
When Isaiah 29 says, and as much as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me.
表面上是亲近神，其实没有。
On the surface, he draws close to God, but in reality, no.
说弟兄姊妹，我们知道了有这些的难处。
We know these difficulties.
我们要问，那我该如何来亲近主？
But we have to ask, how do I draw close to God?
我第一个问题要先问。
I want to ask you.
你有没有心愿要亲近主？
Do you have the desire to draw close to God?
如果你连心愿都没有，这些东西都免谈了。
If you do not even have the desire, you know, then we have nothing to go on.
我们先有个心愿说主啊，我愿意来亲近。
First, we have to have the desire that says, God,
所以我才会知道我没有亲近到神。
Then I would know that I did not draw close to God.
我会向神呼喊说主啊，帮助我来亲近你。
Then I will cry out to God, help me to draw close to you.
帮助我多亲近你。
Help me to draw close to you even more.
帮助我不间断的亲近你。
Help me to draw close to you continually.
第二个。
Second.
在第二，这个雅各书我们刚刚读过了第四章。
In James 4,
他说：“求你清洁我的心。”
Purify my heart.
我们心需要主来清洁的。
Our heart needs to be purified by God.
因为我们心中充满了太多事了。
Because there are many things in our.
你是否闭起眼睛，你想到什么
？When you close your eyes right now, what do you think of？
等一下，可能闭起眼睛就想要吃。
When you close your eyes later, oh, do you know？
对啊，但一般的时候我们闭眼就，哎呀，我的工作，哎呀，我的生意，哎呀，我这个。哇，多的是一闭眼睛就在全出来了。
My work, my you know, my this, my that.
哦，还有一闭眼睛，我老公这个一进回家教训他一顿。
哎呦 ，my husband, I'm gonna go home and give him a lecture.
啊，对不对？所以我们一闭眼睛，好多东西都出来了。
When we shut our eyes, many things appear in our minds.
我们的心不单纯。
Our hearts are not single-minded.
马太福音第五章告诉我们说，听信的人有福了，他们必能见神。
The blessed are the pure in heart for God.
你想要亲近神的话，我们需要有一个清洁的心。
To see God, we have to have a pure heart.
那我们如何来亲近主呢？
How do we come and draw close to Him?
我们过去年长弟兄姊妹说，你这一周每天花个十分钟来读圣经。
Brian, since before I said, you know, to spend at least 10 minutes before reading the Bible.To pray,
或者参加，或者平时周末能够参加聚会，弟兄姊妹在一起。
Together, brothers and sisters, on a weekend.
你知道我有很多年，我的的确英文叫 pastor 啊，我很真的搞不懂这句话，就是真的用得少吗
？I have been puzzled for many years. Is this even?
因为对我来讲，我这一天十分钟周末去聚会，我还是，我还是很多事情在发展。
You know, 10 minutes a day, and then you know, gatherings on a weekend, I'm still, you know.Being captured by many things.
我后来读了一些传记，我发现这是神用的人。哇，一天花了那就五六个小时亲近主。
When I read the biographies of men of God, they have you know spent hours before the Lord.
我有机会，丁荣师老弟兄住在我家。
As I have this opportunity when Brother Jonathan Ring was with us.
哇，他一天花四个小时在主面前读经、祷告、亲近主。
He spent 4 hours daily before the Lord.
我说这种生活，我这种上班有家庭的人哪过得了？
This kind of life, you know, how can you know a working person like me?
我就非常的沮丧。
I was very disheartened.
因为对我来讲，如果要到这样子的生活才能够在神面前守得住的话，那我觉得我无望了。
If only by this that can I be you know hold fast to God and you know I have no hope.
因为我常听丁老弟兄说，他说我但愿，我盼望，我老年了，我不会远离神。
He always say, you know, that you know, if when I grow old, I will not.
他已经 old 了，就是说我在老年的时候不会远离。
When during this old age, I will not be far from God.
因为圣经里面给我们看到，许多老人都慢慢远离神。
We see in the Bible that many elderly people they go away from God.
所以我后来又读到这个罗伦斯弟兄啊 ，Brother Lawrence.
I read about this Brother Lawrence.
他是一个大厨子。
He's a chef.
哦，他说我一边煮菜，我一边与主交通。
You know, as I cooked, I fellowship with the Lord.
我那时候听到这个，我里面不服啊。
I have this unevenness in me.
因为我说你煮菜不用脑，我上班要用脑。
Well, you don't have to use your mind.
你当然可以整天在梦想中，我上班要想怎么 solve 这些问题啊。
But when I work, I need to think how to solve.
我怎么能够像你呢？我一直跟神交通。
How can I, you know, continually fellowship with the Lord like you?
Work.这对我完全不行的。
I said, you know, this doesn't work for me.
我们刚刚那时候有个弟兄也是做大厨的。
And we have another brother.
我们也一起读到这一段。
We read this.
他就讲，你知道，我煮菜，哇，煮餐馆煮菜。
I'm cooking in the.
我面前一团火，我心里面也一团火。
You know, the fire before me as I cook, but you know, in my heart.
因为他里面啊，生气啊，怎么一直中啊，就是想骂人，就没得骂。
I'm angry in my heart. I was, you know, I want to, you know.Go a person by
evidence. 我们该如何亲近主呢？
So how do we draw close to God?
我用了很长的时间问主这件事。
I used much time before the Lord asking him.
后来主给了我一点，我开始明白了一点了。
God helped me to realize some.
我发现我只用十分钟是不绝对不行的。
10 minutes is not enough for me.
我就慢慢发现。读经祷告聚会不代表真的是亲近。
I slowly realized that you know when you read the Bible, you pray and you come to gathering doesn't mean you draw close to God.
亲近主，没错，有读经祷告聚会，但是读经祷告聚会不等于就是亲近。
No doubt that when you draw close to God, you will pray, you read the Bible, you will come to gathering.
我很多时候做这个只是满足我的 requirement， 我一定要做，良心不会控告我。
I fulfill all these obligations, so I will not be so I'm doing the right thing.
我慢慢在摸索。
But I'm slowly
trying. 我在当中我就发现，神所要的今天乃是我们跟他谈话。
What God wants is that we will have fellowship with Him.
与他相交就是跟他一直有交通。
That we have to fellowship with Him is to have continually conversations with Him.
你知道，父神很想我们跟他聊天呐、啊，用人的话跟他谈话。
the father really wants us to converse with him.
你在我们地上做父母的都很想我们孩子跟我们谈话。
As parents, we want our kids to converse with them.
我听过过去有个妈妈告诉我。
A mom.
她每天回家就想跟她的 teenager 儿子谈谈话。
How he longs to talk to his teenager.
这个儿子回到家里就把门关起来，就关在里面了。
But his son, you know, when he comes home, he shuts his door.
敲门，哎，有没有时间谈几句啊
？She knocks on the door and says, "Do you have some time?"
儿子说那时候啊，他说 check your email.
He said to his mom, check your email.
所有谈话就在 email.
All the conversations.
我相信今天就是 testing.
Texting.
Whatever. 这个这今就说没时间谈的了。
There's no time to chat.
我有个同事，他的女儿到了东岸去读书。
However, coworker, his daughter.
哇，他多盼望跟他女儿谈几句话。
Oh, he longs to talk to his son.
打电话去送 email， 什么都写很多。他告诉我，你这个礼拜这个过得怎么样啊
？He calls his daughter, emailed her how how's
your daughter. 坐在电脑面前就等着他回音。
He waits before the computer.
终于等到了，晚上11:30等到了。
Finally, at 11:30 tonight.
两个字 ，I'm fine.
Two words, I'm fine.
这就是今天啊！你如果做父母，你知道这个没有交通，没有谈话。
You know, as parents, you know there's no.
我们的父很想我们谈话。
How our father longs to converse with us.
我慢慢发现了，今天我们所失去的就是祷告。
We see that you know what we lost.
你闭起眼睛，我刚才讲了，你想到很多东西。
When you shut your eyes, you think about many things.
你如果真的去祷告，你发现你讲了一些话，没话了。
When you come to pray, you realize that you know after some come you know pray.
你还有什么话神要跟你讲呢？
What does God have to say to you?
So, 我们如果能够学哈，能够跟主，能够有不停的交通。
But if we practice, you know, to have continual conversation with God.
跟主谈谈话。
To chat with him.
你知道我有时候开车。
When I drive.
我就在开车的时候跟主讲讲话。
I chat with the Lord when I was driving.
其实我在公司也做了。
And when working too.
的确不是要每个时刻都用脑。
Truly, you don't have to use the mind.
可以默想一下，跟主在里面跟主讲讲话。
You can still meditate and still talk to God.
那开车呢？跟主讲讲话。我开车我就讲出声了。
Driving, you know, I just.
今天很好啊！以前呢，你讲话人家以为说旁边有个 driver 是 crazy 的。
Really, past if you drive and talk, people might think.
但是今天呢，大家在打手机，你知道吗？就不用手的嘛，都带个什么这个叫 Bluetooth， 所以他以为他在讲电话嘛。
Many people have used the Bluetooth to converse while driving.
我们跟主一直在教堂里发现了这个完全是不同的一件事情。
When you have continual conversation with God, you realize it's a very different thing.
我有一次在这个开车的过程里面，我从来没经历过心灵里面的平静。
And one time when I was driving, I never experienced this peace in my heart.
平静安稳
that peace that rest.
实在什么都可以面对
I can face anything.
我举我一些的例子给你们听听
I'll list some of my experience example.
你知道我也蛮爱看电影
I love to watch movie.
好的 movie.
Good movie.
你知道我就发现了几件不同我心灵的一些反应。
I realized some of my response.
我过去看了一些电影，我是说哇 ，this is a good one， 好看了。
Some movies I watched in the past, oh, this is a good one.
哇，我一点都没后悔，我看了。
I'm not regretted that I watched this movie.
Actually, 我不去戏院，反正都可以在家里买一套，还是租回来看家里看。
You can buy it, you know, purchase a movie or rent a DVD.
哇，好看了。
It's good.
但是我发现有一段时间我比较亲近主一点，我也去看电影了。
I realized, you know, at some point when I was drawing closer to God,
没错，看完是蛮好看的。
Watch the movie. Well, it's a pretty good movie.
但是我觉得我看完我浪费了这个时间。
But after I watched it, I felt, you know, I wasted all these.
里面有个觉得浪费。
In my heart, I felt that you know waste.
但是呢，我又有另外一个经验。
My another experience.
我又是看非常爱看的电影在哪里
？A movie that I really love to watch.
看没五分钟。
After 5 minutes.
我一点兴趣都没有。
I have no interest.
关掉
Shut it off.
我就回看我这三种不同的情况
I look back at these three different situations.
都跟我如何亲近主很有切切关系
It's very closely related to how I draw close to God.
那我现在是下棋的教练
I the chess coach.
我很喜欢下棋
I love to
chess. 下棋是好东西
It's a good thing.
训练年轻人的脑袋
Really training young brains.
为着要教一些小孩，我还去研究一些 这个战战略。
In order to teach them, I look at some strategies.
啊，所以变得我又下的越来越好。
So I'm improving on my skills.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you.
有一段的时间哦。
There's a period of time.
实在不想看到气。
I do not want to look at the.
因为我发现我的兴趣都没有。
I have no interest in it.
那我就回想这个时间是我与主非常的亲近的时候。
And as I look back, this period of time that I draw very close to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常跟主交通。
So we need to fellowship with God continually.
聚会对我们来讲不难。
Gathering is not difficult for us.
听讲道不难。
Listening to messages, that's not difficult.
你可以很专心听，我担保你两个小时后你忘记你刚刚听什么。
You can pay much attention, but after 2 hours, you have forgotten
everything. 除非我们的心真的向着主去。
Unless our heart is toward God.
再不是我在听的时候已经云游向外了。
Or maybe when I was listening, I'm already not here.
读圣经也不是太难的。
Reading the Bible, that is not.
因为我们都有求知欲。
Because we have this.
我很想知道圣经对我说什么话。
I want to know what the Bible tells.
我们还会读圣经。
I will still read the Bible.
祷告是我们最难做的一件事情。
Prayer is the most difficult.
因为我一闭起眼睛，什么都没了。
Because when I pray, nothing.
如果你是很累的时候祷告的话。
And when you're very tired.
那你就开始那个祷告，明天早上起来才讲阿门。
Then you start praying and then you say Amen. The next.
因为你祷告一半睡着了。
Because you fell asleep halfway through.
所以我在这看这个事情里面，我发现我们一直对主的呼喊是我们今天所需要的。
Our continual cry to God.
我们跟主说我要。
I want.
主，我今天没有。
I do not have.
主啊，你帮助我。
I got help.
常常向主呼求。我们来看主怎么工作在我们身上。
And see how the Lord works in us.
我们发现在中国农村里面，很多的人不懂得字。
In villages in China, there are many who are illiterate.
但是他们非常认识我们所信的主。
But they know so well the God that we know.
他们曾经有一个还不信主的人到了东北的农村去。
There is this person who do not know the Lord, and he comes to this village and.
这个老太太有圣经不会读。
But this elderly lady here.
他就请那个朋友读给他听。
But she asked his friend to read to her.
但是那个朋友后来信主了。那个朋友说，我就跟他传道，因为照圣经讲给他听。
And this person, you know, he reads the Bible and he comes to the Lord and he starts to tell the lady all about the Bible.
但这个老太太却是认识主的。
But this elderly lady.
这个朋友转过来是因为他们唱了一首诗歌。
This friend turned around because they sang a hymn.
这首诗歌说，他说你的头发。已被神数算。
That the hymn said in your hair, God has counted.
你的重担主已经替你担了。
God has bear all your burdens.
你不要为将来去打算。
Do not think about tomorrow.
在主内有真平安。
In God you have true peace.
这个不是他能够自己读出来的。
This is something that he can't read.
但是他能够认识他的神，他说我能够把我一生交给他。
But he can know the Lord and said, I'll give him.
他没有想到，因为这首诗歌打动了这个年轻人。
They do not know that this, you know, this hymn will reach out to the young
people. 这个年轻人今天被主所用。
This young person is used by the Lord today.
我们如果能够亲近主，
if we can draw close to God,
我们第一个主给我们平安喜乐。
First, God gives us peace and joy.
当我们失去平安与喜乐，
when we lose peace and joy,
你知道，你要知道，当我们又发脾气了，我们又没有平安喜乐，你知道我们在亲近主的上面。
And if we lose temper and we do not have joy and peace, we know that there is something wrong with us.
罗马书我们刚刚读的，体贴肉体是死，但是体贴圣灵的是生命平安。
In Romans we read that for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual.
当我们没有这个生命平安，你知道我已经在体贴我的肉体。
When we do not have this life and peace, we know that we are already carnally minded.
第二个，我们很想胜过我们一些的罪。
Secondly, we want to be victorious over.
你怎么去把圣经背下来？你还是没办法胜过这个罪。
No matter how you memorize the Bible, you are unable to overcome the sin.
许多的罪，因我们亲近主，这个捆绑就去掉。
Many sins because of us drawing close to God, this bondage is.
因着我们亲近主，我就胜过这个罪。
Because I draw close to God, I can overcome the sin.
所以许多人有经历说，当我又不亲近主，这个罪又成为我的捆绑。
Many experience that when I do not draw close to God, this sin is back to bond me.
当你亲近主胜过这罪，我告诉你，心里面的喜乐不可言语的。
When you draw close to God and you are free from this sin, you overcome it. The joy is unspeakable.
第三个。
Third.
我们想要有好的性情好的性格亲近主。
we want to have this good character, we have to draw close to God.
哎呀，我多年在这件事上挣扎。
I struggled many years in this matter.
我看到有些弟兄姊妹非常节制，早睡早起，做什么都很规矩。哇，我说这真是好。
I see many brothers and sisters. They have self-control. They rise early. They go to bed early. You know how wonderful that can be.
我看到有些弟兄姊妹非常的温柔，哇，人见人爱。我说哇，我非常的羡慕。
I see many who are very gentle, and you know, I really admire them.
我看到有些弟兄姊妹，他很有忍耐。我说，哎，我这个实在很想学这个忍耐。
And I see the patience in them. I really want to learn this patience.
因为我看了这个，我非常沮丧。
I was very disheartened.
我说我的基因不好。
I said I do not have good genes.
因为我爸妈生我的全都没有。
My father and mother gave birth to me, and I do not have all.
我在神面前要学的东西太多了。
There are many things I have to learn before God.
他们可以学少一点。
They have less to learn.
我每样都要学。
I have to learn every single one.
我说神不公平。
God, you are not, you know, fair.
挣扎了好多好多年。
I struggled for many years.
就在我这个亲近主的情里面，我明白了这个。
And while drawing close to God, I come to understand.
因为神没有要我们能够达到地上道德上的这些性格。
God did not want us to reach to attain this moral standard that the world has.
乃是要我们有。耶稣基督的性格。
But he wants us to have the character of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督性格不是你怎么去学来的。
The character of Jesus Christ is not something that you learn.
耶稣基督的性格，你亲近主，你就有。
If you have it when you draw close to God.
哇，当我突然间那天亮的时候。
When I suddenly, you know, come.
我就很喜欢这个加拉太书第五章。
I love Galatians chapter 5.
圣灵的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit.
他圣灵的果子，他也说了很多好的，忍耐、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control.
我刚刚提了一些也在里面。
I mentioned some that.
当我能够亲近主的时候
，When I can draw close to God,
你发现这里提的性情都在你身上可以显的。
It comes out from you.
但当你远离神的时候，这些信息全没掉。
But when you are far from God, you lose every one of them.
两个礼拜前，我记得马伟修弟兄讲了一个故事。
Two weeks ago, our brother Ma shared a story.
有个年轻人问那个年长的弟兄说：“请你为我祷告，我很需要忍耐。
”A young person asked an elderly person, "Pray for me that I will have patience."
这个年长弟兄说：“我不为你这个祷告。
”The elderly person said, "I will not pray for this thing."
他就说：“你为什么不为我这个祷告呢？”他说你今天所缺少的不是忍耐。
What you lack of today is not patience.
你今天所缺少的乃是耶稣基督。
What you lack of is Jesus Christ.
因为如果你有了耶稣基督，你忍耐自然就有。
Because if you have Jesus Christ, you will have patience.
说弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我有一段时间当弟兄们在台上讲说你要过成圣的生活。
There's a period of time when brothers say, you know, you have to have, lead a sanctified life.
我也读了卫斯理、约翰他们那段时间，他们拼命过成圣的生活。
I read about how Wesley and the company they all
were trying to lead a
sanctified life. I was very
因为我尽量用外面的约束我这个人。
It was not easy. I tried to use my outwardly to restrain myself.
所以我后来在讲台上又听到弟兄们讲了。
Again, I hear brothers and sisters.
他说你信主之前，你背了一个犯罪的重担。
That before you come to the Lord, you bear a burden of sin.
你信主之后，这个重担卸了。
You let go of this when you
但是你信主之后，拿起了一个要成圣的重担。
But you wear a burden of sanctification.
所以你今天活一个基督徒的生活，活得非常的苦。
So you lead a very bitter,
tough
Christian life.
所以你说你把这个重担也卸掉吧。
So to let go of this burden.
所以我后来就发现。
So I realized,
亲近主是让我这个重担下去的。
That drawing close to God, you know, I'm able to lay down.
让我能够过到所谓真的成圣的生活。
That I can truly live what it means, you know, sanctification.
对，你要知道，我们今天还有另外一个挑战。
We have another challenge before us.
持守在这个亲近主的生活。
To remain in this drawing close to God.
我就明白了丁龙师老弟兄讲的话。
I truly understand now.
你要持守在这个里面不容易。
To remain there, to hold fast there.
OK, 我想我要结论了，我结束了哈。这个我们今天 我们要最终之胜过最终之乐，亲近主是唯一条路。
Today, if we are do away with the pleasure of sins, drawing close to God is the only way.
我们生活很多的事情没有平安，亲近主是那一条路。
A lot of times we do not have peace in our daily living. Drawing close to God is the way.
我们做了很多的事，在人生里面都是 meaningless， 没有什么意义的。
We do a lot of things there in life that are meaningless.
我们浪费许多的时间。
We wasted a lot of time.
求主帮助我们赎回这种 idle time, redeem the idle time, 赎回我们这种浪费的时间。
That God will help us to redeem the idle time.
我们人生有许多的遇到不顺的。
We have come to a lot of.
如果这些已经在对我们呼唤的时候
they are not in a flow
calling to us.
If they're calling to us,
我们不要去等。Don't wait.
We do not wait.
你知道，在这个法老那时候十灾来的时候
，when the ten plagues come upon.
你要知道，这个有一个是蛙灾啊，这全部都是青蛙。
The frogs were everywhere.
你去看看，这法老还说，明天你才叫青蛙离开。
Pharaoh said, you know, have the frogs leave the next day.
奇怪，为什么不是立刻离开呢
？Why not immediately?
我们今天很多的事情好像是再拖一天拖两天。
Many things today we say no, one more day.
愿主帮助我们能够把这些东西挪去。
That the Lord help us to take these.
我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌。
We sang the hymn.
我们唱了三个弟兄姊妹，讲到只有一件事。
Three brothers and sisters said, you know, only.
主耶稣对玛利亚这事情说，他说只有一件事不可少的。
To Mary, and that's one thing you know that do not lack.
安坐在主的脚前。
To sit quietly before the Lord.
我们来亲近我们的。
To draw close to Him.
求主给我们能够悔改。
The Lord help us to repent.
你知道，我们回头需要恩典。
To return, we need grace.
我们回头也需要主给我们力量。
To return, we need God to give us strength.
说主的呼唤说啊，这个你要转向我，我就转向你。
God's calling to say to us that to return to me and I will return to you.
我刚刚在读了一段圣经，说你要行道，不要单单听道。
One other verse says to be doers of the word and not just hearers.
我们要行道，必须是从里面活出来的。你要去做，做不到的。
To be doers of the word is to be coming from within our hearts. We can just.
只有主的生命能够使我们能够行道。
Only the life of God can help us to do it.
我再把有一节圣经读给大家听。
One more verse.
这个诗篇七十三篇那句话，他说：“但我亲近神是与我有益的。”
Psalm 73 it says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God."
我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
I put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works.
但愿我们都一同来操练。
That we'll exercise this together.
试试看，多一点跟主谈话。
To try to draw to talk to Him more.
看我们的生命生活有没有一点变化。
To see if there's change in our life and our living.
使我们能够说，我亲近主与我有益的。
That we're able to say it is good for me to draw close.
好让我来认识我的主，并且能够述说他一切的作。
That I may know him and declare all his works.
我们一起祷告。主耶稣，我们再次到你面前来，主愿你自己再来开广我们的心，说给我们有个强烈的心愿，说我们要来亲近你。说地上太多事我们都在亲近，说你说不可少的，就是来到你面前。说主啊，给我们有智慧的心，帮助我们，引导我们，活在你的面光中。主啊，听我们的呼求，我们需要，我们贫穷，我们所有的实在有限。主啊，但说你说这个是邪恶的时代，所以主啊，救我们脱离这个捆绑，听我们的啊，对你从心中向主的呼喊，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。机会都到这里。